This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The double standards of the enemies of Islam. And so they will pick on a Muslim's action, a Muslim who may do something which is wrong. They will pick on it and blow it out of proportion. They will twist the truth in an effort to present Muslims in the worst way possible. And so a Muslim needs to be aware of this. He needs to study the reality of the situation and put things in perspective. Just like what Allah did through these ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah. And so, if we Muslims are accused of being terrorists because of what only a handful of some Muslims may do, and because of some non-Muslims who may happen to die in the process, and so they put the blame on Islam and they say, look at how Muslims are terrorists and how Islam promotes violence, then this is where we need to step in and we need to remind the people of the actions of the West. We need to remind them of the millions that were killed at the hands of Western countries. Look at the thousands, the hundreds of thousands that the US has killed in Iraq, in Afghanistan. Look at how many hundreds of thousands of massacres have taken place at the hands of Israel for the last 70 years. Look at how Muslims have been killed in the hundreds of thousands in Kashmir, in Chechnya, in China, and the list can go on and on. And so we need to bring these facts up so that it is clear that even if the Muslims do something that may be unjustified, it can never reach the level of the violence and the evil that has been taking place at the hands of the kuffar against us Muslims. And so things need to be put into perspective. We should not be gullible, we should not be naive, believing whatever the media tells us. The media is not on the side of the truth. The enemies of Allah are not on our side. A Muslim needs to beware and should not just accept what we hear. Look at what Quraysh did in their time. 13, 14 years of oppression, of subjugation, of persecution. And look what the enemies of Islam are doing today. And then when a Muslim does something, look at how Quraysh took advantage of it and started to spread this propaganda. And look at how the same thing is happening today. And so we need to put things into perspective and we need to show the double standards of the enemies of Islam.